Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Life is a gamble.
Back 17 till. Do it or die. Rhythm section singing our anthem. Do it or die. You only live twice. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you do it or die, small business owners. That's the reason why you're the heroes of almost everyone. I'm glad you're hanging in there with us. Terry Jones is hanging in there with us too. He's the founder of Travelocity.com. That's right. He basically created the online travel industry. Also, kayak.com. He's the author of Disruption Off. He's a technology internet pioneer. Terry, thanks again for being here. We're talking about things we might have missed while the pandemic was going on. The previous segment, we talked about some of the shifts, and these are shifts long-winded paradigm shifts. But these are shifts that are happening in transportation, in energy, and I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with that happening because it's the way of things. What I have a problem with is when people try to force it to happen in an unnatural way. That's what I've got a problem with. What do you think?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, certainly there's some things that, you know, you think of the interstate highway system, that was, you know, the government decided to do that. But look at how it changed the world. You think of the Erie Canal, you know, people oppose that. So I think there's certain things the government should do, like I think infrastructure is a good idea. We can debate how much, but
right.
Infrastructure is important. But, you know, business changes things themselves. Look at finance. Mass Mutual, 150-year-old insurance company, you would think is stodgy. They just bought $100 million of Bitcoin. I mean, I get Elon Musk buying it. That's not a surprise, but Mass Mutual? Now, China, who invented paper money 1,000 years ago, just launched their own digital currency.
Yeah.
So they're worried enough about digital currency. They got their own.
Well, that's we need to make sure we do something here, though. And this is something I've tried to stay up on. Cryptocurrency is not digital currency. Digital currency is another form of payment, but it's backed it's backed by sovereign currency. Cryptocurrency isn't backed by anything.
No, cryptocurrency is just, look, I live in Nevada. Cryptocurrency is gambling.
Right,
I used to have a neighbor who was in corn futures. To me, that was, you know, kind of gambling. He was gambling on what was going to happen with him.
Right.
And same thing is happening with digital currencies. But J.P. Morgan, you know, announced that fintech, financial technology, is an enormous threat to embedded banks. And I'll give you an example. My daughter got a mortgage during COVID, and the banker says, "Who's this Mr. Venmo, and why are you sending money to him all the time?" And she said, "It's not a dude, man. Venmo is an app."
Right.
And the banker had no idea what Venmo was.
Oh, well, I know.
Get
no,
the program, fella.
There's no question. There's no question about it. That has changed. And talk back to our implications thing. One of the things that people our age, Terry, have to pay attention to is the demographic influences, the demographic implications of this, and especially with, you know, the coronavirus pandemic accelerated so many things, and one of the things it accelerated was some of the influences that the millennial generation has on the rest of us, like working from home, like cryptocurrency, like not going to a bank.
Of course. Well, look, who's going to go to the movie? Streaming video just passed 1 billion subscribers.
Wow.
1 billion people. And Google, Amazon, and Facebook now control half of all ad dollars in the world. So, you know, if you're a madman, you should go to the bar because the ad world has changed forever.
What are the implications of Google, Facebook, and Amazon controlling that much? And, of course, Amazon controls that much of the e-commerce, too, I think. I don't think that's a good thing. Of all the other things we've said that are natural progressions, I don't think those three companies owning that, having that much control is a good thing.
No, I think competition is a good thing, and I hope they continue to have discussions about the size of some of these tech companies. And you know, we've been through that before. We went through that with Rockefeller and the oil companies. We've been through that level of control. So, what the right answer is, we need to debate. But that's a lot of control, and you know, in a world where Amazon now has 1 million employees, Instacart hired 300,000 people during COVID, going to hire 100,000 more, mm-hmm. and add this one, that drone delivery is now approved for most rural locations. And in Christiansburg, Virginia, where they're doing daily drone deliveries, 90% of people support drones rather than nationally only 50%.
Right.
So look at that reshaping the world. Look at that. What's the impact of that on truck drivers? What's the impact of that on restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the impact of that on small business if e-commerce grows that big? How do you reshape yourself? It's going to happen. It's all these trends like telehealth being 40%. It won't be at 40%, but it won't be at 10% anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it means that we bumped it up. And so I think every business owner should look at these in their sector and say, what does that mean for me in 10 years? It doesn't mean you need to know exactly how to change, but it need to tell you, you better change, and you better start figuring it out. And maybe, as you said, hire a kid
When we come back after the break, I want to come back to something you mentioned twice, health, telehealth. But I also want to wrap it in the conversation over the future of broadband, the future of mobile, the future of connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else that as you say, what happened, what did I miss while we were out? And we'll do that after the break with our good friend Terry Jones. He's the author of Disruption Off. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.